Once again, your song of the day, California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre from 1995. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Can I get a
as UCLA comes to town this weekend?
Can I get an
I'm not doing that one.
Thank you, Bill. Listen to Bill in the stream.
Bill could not hear the song.
I like Bill. Muted, for some reason, I really like Bill in the stream. I don't know.
I can just start doing it from the producer's room.
Well, he's in the building. He's just over here.
Or I can do my band workout and be and still do the show.
You should do that. You're always smiling when you're doing your bands.
Yeah, I am. I'm always happy.
Yeah. Okay, Jake. Good God. Good nice work. That was Dre. He did the Super Bowl, right? The halftime show?
With Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Snoop.
And I thought Dre and Snoop stole the show. And Dre sang that song, right?
Yes, he did.
And it was incredible. And Dre is a ultra dude. I mean, and I wasn't all into rap and all that, but I love Dre. I love Dre. And I love that song. It's an incredible song. I would go 9.375 on that. Okay. It's iconic.
Now, due to the streaming stuff, Bill could not hear that song live. So, but he asked you what the song was. Bill, you could have heard that song. You know the song. What would you have given that?
Doesn't matter, Jake. This is the most upset I've ever been. Probably in my life.
There's been tough losses.
This might have been it. Because not hearing that song being in studio, that song's incredible. Absolutely home run, incredible. You nailed it. It's a 9.8888.
It's a walk up, isn't it, Bill?
Oh, it's walk up. It's if you name it, play it anytime. But you're walking up and that's playing? Are you kidding me?
Oh, are you kidding
me? The Bruins feel welcome right now. Hey, yeah, you're playing our song for us here at UCLA.
They might be here. Now, Bill is just brimming to show you his score.
He's got to be high. I think Ben's going high. I think he's going to be at 8.9.
Higher.
9.3
for young Ben.
He was dancing. I mean,
I didn't see the dancing. Yeah,
there
I should turn
dancing.
Around.
Yeah, there was some low-level hip dancing.
God, and Ben can dance. We see him dance quite a bit, and we've commented on it that Ben can really dance.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got some rhythm.
Columbus Lakeview. Yeah. Voice of Columbus Lakeview.
Lakeview rhythm.
Yes.
We have some ratings before we get to Aging Gracefully. Ready for that? You guys are all in the nines today, by the way. That's doing a Friday right. I did it right, huh? I got the right song for Friday? Huh?
Oh, Jake's asking for compliments. Get it right, correct?
Got it. Got that one right today. Nailed it.
You did.
Giltner.
Pat yourself on the back there. Pretty good.
Huh?
Giltner, 9.1. Bill and Bennett, 5.3. Brett and Bertrand, 6. Mike and Dalton won on California Love.
It's okay. He woke up. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Try again, Mike.
It'll get better.
Try again. Go back to take a nap.
Was that, Mike?
Mike and Dalton gave it a 1. Corey and Lincoln says 4 and predictable on that one.
Oh, I like the predictable comment. I do. It was a little predictable, maybe, but I still give you the incredible score, Jake.
Joe in Boulder says 8, high score from an old white guy. He says, all right, thank you, Joe, on that. Doug in Harrison, Idaho, 8.7. Jake in Hickman says 10, easy 10. Gavin in Pender, 9.3. Shamia, 8.7. Sean in DeWitt, 9.8. Sarah on East Campus, just a 4 from Sarah on East Campus. Ryan in Delaware says, banger, 10.
Yes.
Followed by unnamed texture saying, this is horrid, 0.05.
Huh.
So a 10 to a 0.05, the very next texture.
Horrid.
Pete in Chattanooga says 2. Jane, 9.9 on that one.
And all over the map.
Travis in Panama City Beach, Florida says 10. There is your scores on Song of the Day. Today's song, California Love by Tupac, Dr. Dre from 1995. It is time for Aging Gracefully was SIP, sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros. The Tire Palace just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Go see Ron and the squad and go to yournexttire.com for that.
Mm-hmm.
SIP, what do you have today for Aging Gracefully?
Oh, I got like a Bill headline. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude it just might change your attitude.
Oh my. Wow. That just grabbed me.
Whoa.
That grabbed me.
That and it good. Doesn't have to be big things.
Well, three gratitudes is important to you.
Right. Three.
Six hays,
three gratitudes. Yeah.
There's just little occurrences that I don't like to tell people how to do things, but just look at the little things that happen to you in your daily life and pay attention to them. The one that happened to me yesterday, I felt a lot of gratitude for this little kid. I've told you about this kid that I run into when I'm walking Bullet. He's a kid in the neighborhood. I call him Doc because he has a big afro like Doc Julius Irving had.
Dr. J.
Yeah. He doesn't know why I call him Doc. But he's an interesting little kid. He likes Bullet, so he always wants to pet Bullet. Yesterday was really interesting because they have an after-school program at Hartley, and there's a big fence that they lock so the kids probably don't run off. And he's not a part of the after school program. So he was outside the fence, but kind of playing with his friends who were inside the fence. Okay. It was neat.
throwing the ball over the fence?
He'd throw
the ball. Let him in.
Well, that's what Bill, I always think that when I see this occurring, like, why can't you just let him in? I mean,
Let him in. Okay.
Yeah.
So he didn't pay the $5. Come on, let him in.
Right, exactly. But here's what happened. And this is where I get to the gratitude part. I was so gracious for this. We just did our little small talk. He likes to pet Bullet. And then I turned around. And I was walking off. And I just heard the little voice. He's about an 8-9-year-old kid. He goes, "Hey, happy Halloween."
That's awesome.
You know, the kid's a really nice kid. I mean, he'll always have something kind of interesting to say. And I literally had turned my back. I just heard him say, "Hey, happy Halloween." And that was the same kid that said one day some kids got over the fence on a weekend and they were playing soccer. And I was looking at it. We were doing our small talk thing. I was kind of looking at him like, "You going to do this?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm fixing to go over that fence." He's like, "8. I'm fixing to go over that fence."
That's incredible.
gratitude just might change your attitude. Greg, just bringing a fritter.
This morning, yes.
Greg brought you a chocolate milk. Greg, Bill, I wish you were here just to see Ben's face when Greg gave him a maple cinnamon roll. Mm-hmm. It's cinnamon roll with maple. And you know, Ben, he's kind of particular. And
he was giddy.
He looked at the maple covered cinnamon roll and said, "Woo."
He did exactly that. That's what he did. That was perfect.
It was amazing.
We don't get much emotion from Ben.
No, we don't.
That was legitimately, he was like, "Wow."
Yeah. Woo.
Woo.
Yeah, he was happy to see that, and he devoured it also.
Gratitude. Yeah. And another thing, Bill, that sort of applies to you, gratitude. A bunch of Columbus guys showed up at the Ghost last night. Mike and Chris and Roger and Brad, really friends of mine from way back. I mean, childhood, uh-huh. Like 8. And Mike Reiser, who lived across the street from me, he was in the Kiss Army. And in fact, he had a Kiss Army shirt on last night. It was beautiful. It was a Regal shirt too. It was a collar shirt. It was a button down.
That I wouldn't suspect a collared shirt for the Kiss Army.
No, Bill, it was stylish. It was like a button down black shirt with a little insignia that said Kiss Army on it. It was very stylish.
Yeah.
But I was happy those guys came. I mean, they it was good to see them.
Yeah, anytime your friends show up at an event like that, it's incredible.
Oh, it really? Yeah, it was. So gratitude. It's sometimes you need a change of attitude.
That had to make you happy. Hey,
it did.
Happy Halloween.
It's just a little kid. He's so
fixing,
funny.
I'm fixing to jump that fence.
He knew exactly what I was thinking because I kept looking over there at those kids playing soccer, and he was standing outside the fence. I think he just kind of read my mind.
Man.
I'm fixing to climb that fence.
Amazing.
There you go.
That is Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros. Before we get to break, we've told you a lot about grain marketing and how important it is.
We have.
Yes. We talk grain.
Bill's the expert on this, too,
right.
with our friends at Trados, right?
Yes.
Well,
yes. Absolutely.
Well, I got some info from Joel over at Trade Off.
Joel?
Yeah, and he was telling me about more people that we could shout out that Bill can give props to. And,
okay.
And again, as he tells, these guys help you maximize marketing potential. They give you better revenue capabilities. What else at Trade Off, Bill, are you aware of?
What else? At Trade Off?
Yeah, at Trade Off.
You got me confused here. I'm not sure where you're going with this, Jake.
Trade Off. Adam Ickes, it's your group. It's your chance to plug your friends at Trade Off.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going on a different direction.
No, trade
well, off. I tell you one thing. Max Schreiber.
Okay.
Max Schreiber, former pitcher for the Huskers. Okay.
Right.
He has mound mentality. And think about this. You know what the one thing he'll do? He'll cover first base. That's what he'll do.
Yankees too soon. Come on.
And that's what they do at Trade Off.
Rizzo.
They cover the bases.
There's never a chance that would ever happen on his watch. Max would get it done. Mound mentality with grain, and he covers everything. Nothing's unturned. Turn to Max. I'm telling you, these guys, you're sitting on just a ton of money right now, and everything happens on the decisions you make in the next few months. On when I sell, how much do I sell? Everything I do is based off of this decision. And then how much, let me think, Jake, if you had to put a price tag, what do you think that Adam and his crew would charge you for a consultation?
I'd probably say free 99.
Free. Incredible. They'll buy lunch, sit down with them. I thought, imagine having one of the greatest walk-ons ever from Page, Nebraska, and Max sitting down with you.
Jeez.
And you could ask him, Max, what would you have done at that spot in the World Series up 5 runs like that? You would ask him the question. We know the answer. He'd cover first just like he'll cover your grain.
He'll cover all the bases.
He'll cover all
the bases.
Yeah, if there's something crazy, he'll be back behind the catcher, Steve. All of a sudden, his ball coming in. He'll be back in the catcher up.
Yeah, Max has got this. Max has got this.
Check them out at gotredas.com. GOTREDAS.com. When we come back, hour two, Lee Sterling, his picks of the week are next.
Perfect.
On Early Break on the Ticket.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.